USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Family members of many of those killed in the World Trade Center on 9/11/2001 gathered at a remembrance memorial service at the site Monday. Some have been coming every year, but say it's become too politicized lately.
It's really about the families. It shouldn't be political.
We've been here every year, and there are years where it's been very political here, yeah. Right?
But it takes away. It takes away.
Vice President Kamala Harris attended the New York ceremony. Former President Donald Trump is remembering 9/11, sharing a video on his Truth Social platform.
The images of dark plumes of smoke billowing over Lower Manhattan, the Pentagon, and a field of Pennsylvania, such a beautiful field, are seared into our minds forever. We will never forget.
In the video, he paid tribute to the victims and the first responders who lost their lives, as well as those who courageously rescued the injured during the terrorist attack. President Biden Monday marked a new airline deal and other business investments, as well as growing U.S.-Vietnamese relations while in Hanoi. Biden met with Prime Minister Pham Minh Chinh of Vietnam, and the two welcomed a new $7.8 billion deal made between Boeing and Vietnam Airlines. The deal is expected to support over 30,000 U.S. jobs. A teenager has been arrested for shooting a security guard outside a high school football game. That guard shot in the back of the head Saturday afternoon in Utica, New York. These two security guards got involved to stop a fight when the shots were fired. The 16-year-old suspect was arrested on Sunday. Significant progress has been made by cave rescuers in their attempt to save American explorer Mark Dickey, who got stuck more than 3,000 feet underground after he became seriously ill during a cave descent in southern Turkey. Researchers finally reached him about the middle of last week. As of today, he is now only 500 feet below the surface. This is USA News.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. That's 800-215-2418.
Police are expanding their search for the escaped convicted murderer Danilo Cavalcante in Pennsylvania after he was spotted overnight Saturday.
Investigators were also made aware of another sighting in the Phoenixville area in which Cavalcante appeared at a residence of another old work associate at 10:07 p.m. That associate was not home, but a female resident observed Cavalcante and called her friend.
State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens said he's now changed his appearance and is on the move after stealing a van, then abandoning it. Today marks the 12th day of the manhunt. Michigan State University trustees have implemented a policy barring individuals with concealed carry licenses from bringing firearms onto campus. Previously, the university prohibited students and staff from possessing guns on campus, but allowed licensed members of the public to be on campus premises. The new policy, which took effect immediately, only permits concealed weapons for those passing through campus by vehicle and for authorized law enforcement or personnel. Coco Gauff's victorious moment at the U.S. Open, where she defeated Aryna Sabalenka in an intense three-match set, included a heartfelt prayer on her knees. Gauff discussed her faith in an interview on NBC's Today Show Monday.
I was just saying thank you, and I understood, like, all the tough times were just to make that moment even sweeter. I think if it came easy, I wouldn't feel as appreciative as I did in that moment, clearly.
She became the youngest American since Serena Williams to win the U.S. Open. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.